Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. And don't forget the Lizzie T Show as well. And I am here very, very excited today to have an amazing lady, amazing guest, and coach, and author, and so many other things. Before I bring her on, and I would like to thank you everyone for being here today, for spending your Friday evening with us, as again, another weekend is coming and another week has gone, and I'm hoping that all of you are able to have a wonderful quality time with your family this weekend. And FYI, the videos and the interviews from The Woman on Fire are starting to come up. So we have one video. We had a lot of people being interviewed on Woman on Fire. And so we have about three videos coming up on the show, each with about six interviews, very brief interviews. And also, I would like to thank you, everyone, for nominating me. And well, this is a brand new nomination. This is a Woman of Influence, and this is going to happen in November. So thank you so much for your nomination. I'm not sure who it was. I still haven't been told, but thank you so much. I mean, every time we turn around, there's another nomination. I would like to thank my sponsor. Thank you so much, Nature Nova. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridgemahan, for sponsoring the show. As always, if you would like to sponsor the show, please do not hesitate to contact us, show@lizzyt.com. And we have music right after the interview. Do not forget, we have a lot of music. Our inbox is packed with MP3s. So we would love to support you, you that are a singer-songwriter. We like to have your song played. We are here supporting you 150% on your craft. It doesn't matter if it's jazz or rap or gospel, which is my favorite. The genre is definitely a variety. We have all sorts of genre, and also different cultures, different languages. So we have quite a bit of selection today, and I'm not going to be talking too much about it, because you that sent you your MP3, you need to stay tuned. We will be playing your song right after the interview. Okay, so I do not want to waste a lot of time. I do have quite a bit of questions for my guest, and I'm very, very excited to finally to be able to connect and to talk to this amazing lady that I met, thankful to Woman on Fire, believe it or not. And so I'm very, very excited. So I'm speaking today, everyone, with coach and author Paulmonia Gordon. Now, if you would like to speak to her, call us at 215-383-5705. We do have a bit of time, and we could take 2 to 3 questions today. Again, it's 215-383-5705. It is the number to call. And on social media, Facebook/Lizzie T Radio, Instagram, The Lizzie T Show, Twitter, The Lizzie T Show, and obviously our YouTube channel as well. Palmonia Garden, it is a mother of five beautiful children. Bless your heart. I'm here with two, and I'm finding myself overwhelmed, who lift and helps those around her. She is an author, speaker, mentor, coach, and friend. After 23 years, Melvin, she picked up her bag and work and realized that she was going postal, and everything that she was doing, it did not make sense. This led her to starting a home-based business. Wow, incredible. I love stories like this, which ended up phenomenal. And this home-based business is actually taken like a wildfire, apparently, because she's doing really, really well. And we're going to have our social media, her website, and everything ready for her. So it looks like I lost her, but I'm going to try to get her back. So bear with me one second. And on that note, I will play a little bit of a song from Dejanay.
Good afternoon, this is Palmonia.
Hello, Palmonia, it's Lizzie. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're calling me from New York?
I am calling you from Toronto, Canada. We are on Blog Talk Radio, and you are on the air. Are we okay to do this right now?
Yes, but I'm in a not-so-quiet place. I'm not sure if you can hear the noise.
Well, if you could try to be in a room and where we can kind of have a conversation, that will be amazing, amazing. So, Palmonia, I was reading your bio for my audience, and I have to tell you, I'm very impressed. A mother of five, and it's incredible. I don't know how you deal with all the ins and outs of teenagehood and little kids. You have to give us your secret. And that's question number one. And question number two, I wanted to make sure, what got you? I know that your bio talks about you couldn't be part of the corporate world anymore. You had to be outside. You had to have run your own business. Was something happened in particular in your life, or something happened at work that you decided, I need to be doing something for myself? Question number two.
Any questions? So you needed to know what happened in my life. I'm trying to get to a quieter place.
Yeah, okay. What happened in your life? What triggered this feeling, influence, or even I need to leave, I need to do my own thing? Was it something in particular, or you just had enough?
There was a combination of stuff. Having going through a divorce, being a single mother, raising five children, and my last two children are what's considered Irish twins, meaning they were born less than a year apart. So when my son was maybe around 6 months, I had to go back to work in order to qualify for maternity leave with my daughter. So now I had two babies. Like this year, when my daughter turns 9 in November, she's 9 for an entire month until December 31st, and my son turns 10. So I had that juggling with dropping the kids off, and it just got to what I call going postal. Literally, I picked up my bag to go to work one day, and that feeling of, oh my gosh, I think I could go crazy, just really, really, really made sense. So that was the big push for me. Plus, of course, now my body was breaking down from the wear and tear of having children. I was physically delivering mail during that process. And you could only take so much.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a certain point that all of us, and I believe what you're telling me and what I've heard from many other stories similar to yours, that it's easy to have a breakdown. It's understandably so why a lot of women go through what's called the blues or the depression, because there's a breaking point, and I guess you had your breaking point. What it is impressive about what you did is that you were able to turn your life around and start a business and start your life again. And a lot of, and you should be very proud of yourself, because a lot of women unfortunately don't get where you are right now. And what pushed you? What inspired you? What motivated you? What was your trigger or your inspiration to be able to go through this and be successful at it?
One word, my daughter. Actually, two words. Well, one word, daughter. My daughter. I have five children, and my fifth child was a little girl, which reminded me of me, and that scared the daylights out of me. My background, I grew up in the island, and my dad, not sure what happened between him and my mom. I've never had an opportunity to discover the entire story, but I grew up with my dad and my stepmom, and I was abused by the extended family. So when I had my daughter, there was just this panic that rose in me of, oh my God, this person looks like me, and I need to be able to protect that person. And it was getting to the point where when I took her to the babysitter to leave her, she didn't want to go. And the more that happened, the more this fear rose in me that, you know, you're doing something wrong. You know, kind of like, man, you're being a bad mother, because your daughter doesn't want to go in, and I'm tearing her off my neck and pushing her in the door. I literally drove like a mad woman to work, trying to get to work so quickly. And that was my breaking point. The urge to protect my daughter and give her what I never got.
Wow, that's impressive. And it's very shocking sometimes how God uses a family member, a friend, to waken us up and say, enough is enough, or we need to change the situation. And I'm glad you heard that voice, and I'm glad you listened. And here you are, a much better person. I assume, obviously, everything not is an ocean of roses. I obviously, as a businesswoman, as an entrepreneur, you know more than anybody that life is tough. But I am,
yes,
can guarantee you're a lot more satisfied doing what you love to do than the situation that you had previously. Now, let's talk about, Pomonia, let's talk about this amazing book that you have written, and very, very important. What inspired you to write this book? And what is, let's not give away the whole book, obviously, because we want to give people the chance to be able to go and purchase it. But a little overview, what is this book about, and what's the name of it, obviously?
Really, the book is entitled Order It. And what happened was, on my path to this postal experience, I started questioning, how did I find myself in this place? And realizing that based on something that I said and did back in my youth, and that is one of the biggest lessons and the takeaway is bringing the awareness that what we say and the thoughts we think impact us, whether or not we recognize it. It is phenomenal in shifting your mindset to make you pay attention, because we are very good at not paying attention. We are very good at being led. We are very good at allowing others to decide for us, even when in our hearts we know that that's not really what we want. We, especially as women, we allow someone else to lead us. And I find of late, I'm often saying to my daughter, if you have a cup that's filled with water, you can't get any more in it. And eventually you get to this stage where you're so full, and then we just explode, because now we don't know what to do. So it creates this, it walks you through a process that literally has you standing up, seeing what brought you to that point where you are, but it allows you to get the clarity and the direction to know where to take your next step.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I think it is a great opportunity, and obviously is a great instrument. People that are ladies and women and men as well that are listening to us all over the world, they are probably feeling what you're saying right now. They're thinking to myself, wow, I'm in that situation. I'm going through what she went through. How do I get out? How do I change this? And I know that you are a coach as well. You help many people all over the world. Thanks to the internet, I mean, we can talk to people everywhere. Is it what you do now, thanks to this experience that you went through and this amazing book, I guess, is a guide to help women or people to change their life and see a different perspective?
Yes, and it's not just change the different perspective, definitely guiding them through, but making the decision, because we know that nothing happens in life until we make the decision. And that's the beauty of what I do personally as a coach. Yes, absolutely love the internet to be able to connect around the world and bring that clarity and awareness, but then the action. Because when we know that someone is holding us accountable, I have a business partner that says, when he's setting a goal, he'll set a goal for his wife or his children, because he will never fail them. He doesn't want to let them down, but he will let down himself all the time. So now the action of doing and knowing someone is there that will ask you, well, what did you do today? You said you were going to do this, or let me show you how. Because that is the challenge, especially when you become an entrepreneur. Finding mm-hmm. someone that has gone the path that you have gone, that is willing to say to you, let me show you what I do. So you don't necessarily have to make, or it doesn't need to take you 10 years. It can now take you 5 or 3 or 2 or 1, because I'm taking off that learning curve for you.
Wow. And I'm glad that there are coaches like yourself, and I believe that everything happens for a reason, and that's one of the reasons that you went through what you had to go through.
Absolutely.
To be able to help people all over the world with your experience. Pomonia, I need to cut for a couple of words to my sponsor. I need for you to share your website, where people can buy your book, where can they find you. What are too many questions? What are the best fit for people to who is the best fit basically for people to work with you? Who is the best suitable or your customer? Think on that question, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Hello, hello, everyone. I am back. Thanks so much, Natasha Birchmohan, for sponsoring the show. Same thing with Nature Nova. By the way, Nature Nova will be with Creature Quest on the next week Water Festival. They will have a live owl and many other amazing animals for kids to be able to interact. Let's have our kids out of the cell phone and into nature. Thanks so much, Nature Nova. I'm speaking, everyone, with Palmonia Gordon. She is a coach and author. She is a speaker, motivator. I met her through Woman on Fire. She was nominated last year, if I'm not mistaken, and she is an amazing lady. And we were trying to connect to get this show on the road, but here we are today speaking, and she is amazing. She's given so many information, and she will give us more. We still have some time, not to worry. And if you would like to ask her a question, perhaps you are on the other side of the world, and this show is recorded, so not to worry. She will give us the website, email, or even a form for you to be able to fill out, especially if you are the right fit to work with her. The number is 215-383-5705, 215-383-5705 is the number to call. We still have about 10 minutes left on the show, give or take, and you can ask your questions. This lady is very busy. I just took her out of a very important meeting for her to talk to us right now, so take advantage. So I ask you, before our commercial cut, Palmonia, for people to be able, who would be the best fit to work with you?
Can you repeat that for me, Liz? Oh my goodness, I hope I didn't lose that call.
Yes, who will be the best person, who will be the best fit to work with you?
The best fit to work with me, first, the person needs to be living. I'm just being a little bit cheeky. My best clients are entrepreneurs who are, one, making the transition from leaving a corporate job to starting a business. That's one of my ideal clients. The second ideal client is someone who has already made the transition, but they are stuck. They have an idea of where they want, what they want to achieve, but it's not coming together. It's like someone that's in the kitchen. I'm going to bake a cake. I have the flour, I have the sugar, I have the egg, I have all the ingredients, but you've put them all in the pan just like that. I come in and I give you the ability to measure your ingredients in the right proportion so you can now mix that and actually have a cake to put in the batter, which is the result that you're looking for, to help you walk away with your finished product, not just the different ingredients spread all over. So that's my ideal client, the one who is transitioning or needs to make that decision, okay, can I make it? Let's see where you are. Let's put the facts in place. Let's see what are the actions that you need to take. Or those who have already made the leap, but they are struggling. You are stuck in the kitchen, and you come to this kitchen every day. You have all the ingredients for the cake, but you have yet to manifest that cake, the ability to allow you to measure and bake, and at the end of the day, smile, knowing that, yes, you made that cake.
Pomona, has there been any situation or any case that you have actually counseled somebody and you realize that maybe right now is not the best time for them to leave the corporate world, or most of the time the person, the finances are okay, the person is ready mentally, emotionally invested in their business, and it is time? What would you say the average of those situations? Most of the time the person is ready, or they have been situations that the person needs to wait a little longer?
It still factors in with the individual, because I'm not able to make you do what you don't desire to do. What I'm able to do is allow you to see the pros, see the cons, see what may have you stuck, see why you have this seesaw where you put one foot in tomorrow, one foot, because once you become aware that you're doing it, then you know. Have you ever seen someone that may have a habit, someone who may twirl their hair all the time when they're speaking with you, but they are not conscious? And once you point it out, every time now you're talking and they oh, I'm twirling my hair, and they may let go of it. And that's the thing, is creating that awareness for them to see, yes, now is a good time. Ideally, I teach my clients what I call the first rule of life, and it's self-preservation. And I always tell them, if you've ever been on an airplane, when they are doing the procedure for the evacuation, they let you know that if there is an emergency, whose oxygen mask do you put on first? Your
the
own.
Children's, obviously. Your own, sorry, your own first, and then your children's, yes.
Absolutely. But we are so programmed to do our children and those that are around us. So it's getting them to recognize that if I'm not saving me first, then there's more likelihood that the children and the seniors and those who are around you not make it. So it's imperative to create that awareness to self. What do I want? Because culturally, society has taught us that to care for yourself is being selfish. That is the first rule of life. To take care of yourself first, because we are not able to give to anyone what we do not have for ourselves.
Amazing, amazing. And Pomona, I can talk to you for a very long time, and I think our audience and our listeners will be happy to listen to you a little bit more, but unfortunately we have a very few minutes and we need to move on to another section of the show. However, please share with my audience, where can people find you and what's your website and how can they get in touch with you?
Okay. First, Liz, apologies. I didn't even thank you for having me on the show. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
No worries. My pleasure. My honor.
Thank you. For anyone who needs to get in touch with me, my website is just like my name. P as in plum, A-L-M-O-N-I-A. PalmoniaGordon, GORDON.com. Just like my name. If they're not able to remember it on any social media handle, if they start spelling Pomona, I'll pop up. That's my website. And I'm on any social media handle, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Pomona nathanbrooks.com. That's the easiest way to get to me. To get my book, is available through my website or directly on Amazon, which, again, it's my name. The first book is entitled Order It, A Guide to Manifesting Your Dreams. The book is entitled Order It because it speaks to the power of your words, what you order when you speak. And my second book, which I'm not even sure Liz is aware, there is a second one. It's called Make the Shift.
No, I wasn't aware of it. So do not worry, everyone. I will have the link. This link, it will be on my social media, Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, on Instagram and on Twitter. There will be links to this show, which is recorded, and there will be links right underneath of Palmonia Gordon. So not worry if you did not get any of this. You just go to LizzieT.com, and there is a link that guides you to get the book and to her website. And I'm hoping that some of you, and the purpose of doing this show, if I can reach one person in this beautiful world that God has created, my job is done. I am fulfilled. I'm complete. That's all I need. So if there is anybody out there, one person that needs to hear this today or maybe tomorrow because this is recorded, or even Monday, it's not going to leave my website, and this show is going to be here for a long, long time. So check it out, everyone. Check Palmonia out and contact her. And if you mention I heard her via the Lizzie T Show, I am so happy. Thank you so much, Palmonia. It's been a pleasure. And finally, we get to connect and we get to talk in this wonderful day. And I wish you a very blessed weekend.
Thank you so much, Lizzie. I appreciate it, and the same to you as well. Continue the fabulous work you're doing. Yes, you are impacting life.
Thank you. Bye-bye for now. And that was Palmonia Gordon, everyone. PalmoniaGordon.com. It is the site. And to order the book, again, is in Amazon. I will have the links, not to worry. Before we run out of time, I think it's very fitted for me to be playing one of my favorite songs. This is from a lady that I interview probably last year. She has a brand new solo. She is Christian. She's a gospel singer, and her name is Kaya Miranda, and the song is called Higher. It's a beautiful gospel song. Thank you.
I see a mother at the bus stop making her way. Looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a spade a spade. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up higher in city streets. Poverty and the businessman has been by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. Shaking hands with the homeless at a corner by the bay. Never thought I'd hear a story instead of begging me for change. He knows he doesn't need any material thing. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up higher in the city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. You gotta lose yourself, no matter what comes your way. We gotta lift him high. want you to carry me through the storm. I want to lift you up. Oh, yeah. In these city streets full of poverty and the businessmen passing by, I want to lift you higher, higher. I want to lift you. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I wanna lift you higher, higher. I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be.
Baby girl, won't you cry for me? Yeah.
Ha. Walk the room, walk the room, me and you. I really wanna shake it. Eyes on me, it's just like you see me naked. Move to the left, move to the right, vibe right. I'ma get you lost tonight. And as we move to the floor, you know I'ma put on the show. I'ma rock the boat, rock the boat. Work the middle, just a little. Tryna have a private party with your body. Moving on your wood, yeah, I feel the excitement. Everybody wants my body, but my body's wanting you. Everybody wants my party, but the party's here with you. Take your key and tote my mission. Let go of all your inhibitions.
And that was Dejeuner. Thank you so much for sending your MP3. And she sent her MP3 last month. And previous to that, it was Ashley. Thank you so much again. She's from New York. And we have a couple of one more song from Andrea Goodman. She's from Toronto, Canada. And she sent us her MP3 as well.
Never been somebody who knows what I want. But there's been this one thing, and it's got me wondering, boy, it's kinda hot. We're so connected.
And that is it for today, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a blessed, wonderful weekend. And we'll be back tomorrow with another guest, another show, another fantastic day. I am your host and one of the producers of The Lizzie T Show. And don't have a good day. Make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new.